From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. A young girl is sent off to a convent by her family, concerned that she's been caught in the hayloft with a stable boy once too often. During a break in her trip, said young lady meets a nice young man from a decent family. She flirts with a rich old man, but runs away with the young one. Goodbye, convent. Shacking up with the rich old man is fun. Plenty of diamonds and dancing lessons, but not much else. Dumped young boyfriend turns up. They reconcile hot and heavy. Dumped old boyfriend has her arrested and deported to Louisiana, where she dies. Write this for TV and you'll have a hit on your hands. But two composers got there first, Jules Massenet and his opera Manon, and Giacomo Puccini's Manon Lescaut. Manon Lescaut is based on a novel by the Abbé Prévost. It's a French story that Puccini made into a boiling Italian opera. The young Chevalier des Grieux thinks he knows his way around women, but when he meets Manon, he finds true love, and he's never seen anyone like her. Manon is happy to hook up, relieved to be out of the clutches of the lecherous old Géronte, never mind the convent. I mean, a girl can't polish her diamonds all day, and young des Grieux is a handsome, romantic soul. Géronte may be a lecher, but he's a rich lecher, and our Manon is not a girl for love with a poor but good young man. We meet her next in Paris, amidst the luxury of Géronte's home. And her music becomes more passionate and more decorative. But who should turn up but an outraged des Grieux? He doesn't like being jilted, but they sing and make up. When Géronte bursts in, to his own home, mind you, and finds Manon and des Grieux very nearly in flagrante, he calls the police. Manon is about to escape, but coming back for her jewels, she walks right into the cops and winds up in the Huskau. And during a wonderful orchestral intermezzo, she's put on a ship and sent to exile in Louisiana. Des Grieux begs the captain of the ship to allow him to go with her. But once they get there, there's nothing in Louisiana but swampland. We're supposed to be in 1730, after all. Manon is alone, lost, abandoned, and dying. Des Grieux begs her to live, if only for him, but alas, our little girl has become a woman near death. She sings her last line, "Time will erase my faults, but my love will never die." Manon Lescaut was Giacomo Puccini's first success. La Bohème, Tosca, and Madame Butterfly were still to come. The libretto, based on Ave Prévost's novel, had seven authors, among them the composer Leoncavallo and Puccini himself. Massenet's Manon is a French opera with dramatic moments. Puccini's Manon Lescaut is a garlic-flavored opera tragica, a perfect vehicle for great singers and a splendid time at the opera. I'm Christopher Purdy. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.